There wasn't a letdown after having 6 days off. I think the guys were really flying to begin the game, which is why we got the two goals right away. So I think they were really ready to play. But I would say the letdown happened after the two goals were scored. So, yes, there's a bit of a letdown, but for different reasons. It wasn't the 6 days off. It was the quick two goals that we scored, which it's pretty common. It's a pretty common thing in hockey. Score, score right away. And it's human nature subconsciously to just take a breath. And you have to fight so hard against that to make sure in your mind you understand really it's 0-0. You have to go reset and get the first goal, not the next one necessarily, but the first one in the game. And we didn't really have that mindset. Spokane pushed back as we knew they would. Great team, very well coached. They clawed right back in, and then it became a game back and forth for the rest of it.
Apparently tied the fastest goal in Royals history with Pfizer. I mean,
oh, is that right? I didn't know that. Okay, yeah.
Says Marlon Martins, the announcer.
Okay, yeah. So that's good. You mean you want to strike early, of course, kind of get the first punch in. That's important. But then following it up, the second goal is great, but following it up again, being good defensively, having good fundamentals, that's all really important. The second you get loose in this league, especially against a really powerful offensive team like Spokane, they're going to create scoring chances and potentially goals. So we've got to be much better in our response after we score and just defensively overall.
Well, Riley Woods had a really solid night and two goals from essentially the same spot. Yeah. What are you going to do to contain him tomorrow night? Because they're going to come back hard.
Absolutely, yeah. He's a great player. He does a good job finding time and space. He's got a great release. He gets it off quickly. We need to do a better job of taking away that time and space and closing fast so that hopefully we can, you know, disrupt the release before he can get it off.
Tonight it looked like Pfizer and Schultz line had some chemistry going. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, that's right. So Sean Galka centered that line, and he had played for Spokane previously, as you may know. So that was great for him, for that line to do very well together, for Sean to get that win against his former teammates, and he played great. And you're right, for Schultze and Fies to find a little bit of chemistry with Sean, and I thought their forecheck was strong. I thought they had a lot of scoring chances. They played a ton of minutes, so really happy for all three of those guys.
Panoon had a solid night, not to mention that great backhand goal.
Yeah.
But he also drew a great penalty against Larson, yeah, where he just kind of went over. How important is that to have the older guys to show up like that?
Really good observation. It was the power play was great that he drew. It was the way he drew it. So instead of trying to, you know, make a fancy move at the blue line and beat that player, which it would be a low percentage play, even though he's really good and, you know, he can beat guys one-on-one, the high percentage play there is you just put the puck into an area, you skate to get it, and you try to make that defenseman interfere with you. He did that. Put it to an area, skated to go get it. Fortunately, the D interfered, we went on the power play. So it was the way he did it that was really impressive.
And that pass from Cutler and that little toe drag, tell me what you thought about that when you saw that.
Yeah, at the end there, when Cutler came in on the left wing. Yeah, so the pass from Nooner, what's interesting about that is that exact rep that Cutler had when he scores, when we do some of our drills, our assistant coaches apply what's called coach pressure, and they give Cutler that exact type of pressure on the edge, force him to go around and make a play on our goalies. So what's really cool about that is, you know, the assistant coaches get a bit of an assist on that, but it's Cutler applying what he works on in practice every day to a game.